In this bulletin, Russia suspended from the United Nations Human Rights Council, Ketanji Brown Jackson endorsed as the United States' first female black Supreme Court justice, and in sport, a US governor vetoes legislation that targeted female transgender students in Kentucky. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tom Kennedy. The United Nations General Assembly has voted to suspend Russia from the World Body's Human Rights Council over its actions in Ukraine. The General Assembly moved the motion after reports of gross and systemic violations and abuses of human rights by invading Russian troops in Ukrainian cities, including Bucha. 93 member states voted in favour of the US-led resolution, while 24 countries voted against and 58 abstained. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations, Sergei Kislytsia, told the General Assembly voting to suspend Russia was not an option, but a duty.
Bucha and dozens of other Ukrainian cities and villages where thousands of peaceful residents have been killed, tortured, raped, abducted, and robbed by the Russian army serve as an example of how dramatically far the Russian Federation has gone from its initial declarations in the human rights domain.
NATO member countries will increase its weapon supply to Ukraine amid concerns Russia is planning to launch a fresh attack on the eastern Donbass region. NATO foreign affairs ministers from the alliance are meeting in Brussels to discuss the military alliance's response to the war. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says recent Russian atrocities in Ukraine have strengthened the West's resolve to step up its opposition to the war. The US Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, making her the first ever female black justice to sit on the bench. The 51-year-old appeals court judge is President Joe Biden's pick for the lifetime appointment in a bid to diversify the country's highest court following the retirement of Justice Stephen Breyer. The United States' first female black vice president, Kamala Harris, presided over the Senate's vote, followed by a standing ovation from senators.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
More residents in New South Wales have been ordered to evacuate their homes because of historic flooding in parts of the state. Fresh evacuation orders have been issued for people living in Cornwallis, eastern part of Richmond Lowlands, Katai Pitt Town, and Agnes Banks. Deputy State Emergency Services Commissioner Dan Austin says it's critical that people keep updated with current weather conditions and warnings, particularly with school holidays about to begin.
This is a highly dynamic situation. These events are moving exceptionally quickly. We ask them to be absolutely mindful of not only the conditions that they face at home, but the conditions that they face as they travel, and the conditions that may occur when they arrive at their destination.
To sport in the US, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has vetoed a controversial bill that targeted transgender children competing in school sports. The legislation required students to provide proof that they were identified as female at birth in order to be allowed to play on all-female teams, but the bill was criticized as discriminatory and unnecessary. Approximately 12 states in America have now enacted similar legislation targeting transgender students. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or two, 26. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, sunny, 21. Canberra, showers, 18. Wollongong, rain, 21. Sydney, rain and a possible storm, 22. Newcastle, showers, 24. Brisbane, shower or two, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. Darwin, much the same, 34 degrees. I'm Tom Kennedy, SBS News.